Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Appreciate you being a part of the show, the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much for following along on Twitter at John Kincaid. Are you listening on one of our great local affiliates all across the country? I appreciate all of you guys and those great stations. So happy that I have my home station here, 6A The Fan in Atlanta, home of the John Kincaid Show. Hope you're listening on Sirius XM 206 if you aren't, or on that CBS Sports app. You can listen too. I understand that our guest, Kevin McGuire for College Football Talk, was up late last night. So long after I had put my head on the pillow, he was awake watching bowl action. Well, it is your job, Kevin. So I guess after the Chargers-Ravens was secured, I went to bed. I had to be up this morning. What did you see late night that was so intriguing to you?
No, I have no doubt that you got a good night's rest and well deserved. But yeah, it was part of my job last night, getting to watch Louisiana Tech and Hawaii in the Hawaii Bowl, and it was a turnover fest for a while. But we saw Jalen Ferguson, defensive lineman for Louisiana Tech, become the new FBS career sack leader. So that's kind of cool. He passed into Terrell Suggs. So if you stayed up late for it, you saw some history.
Why in the world does Hawaii play in the Hawaii Bowl?
I think it's part of their contract where, you know, if they have to travel so much, you know, as long as they're bowl eligible, if they play so many games in a certain year, I think they get that game default at home. And I think, you know, what we see with some of these bowl games, they want to try and make the games as intriguing for ticket sales as well. So I think having a home team probably helps in some cases, because that's a tough game for a lot of fans to get to.
I would just say for the poor kids in Hawaii, don't they want to see something else? Don't they want to go to, I mean, you know, why don't we send them to Birmingham and send the kids that had to go to Birmingham yesterday, send them to Hawaii? I think it's a win-win.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah, I mean, it would be interesting to see how that would play out. And you know, I think everybody would like a chance to get to see Hawaii, right? I
mean, yes, why not?
Nice destination.
Kevin, as we get ready for the semifinal games coming up next week, am I correct to say that we haven't seen Tua Tagovailoa yet really go through legitimate practice with Alabama, getting ready to get back there where he is really running the show, doing everything you expect him to do? Is there any chance we're seeing Jalen Hurts next Saturday night?
You know what? The closer we get to this game, the more I'm kind of curious about that. I still think Tua is probably going to be Alabama's starter, but I would suggest that Nick Saban would not hesitate to put in Jalen Hurts if he needs to. We just saw it in the championship game last year where he wasn't afraid to make that QB change when he needed it. And so if things are not going well, I think we could see a repeat of what happened in the SEC title game where Jalen Hurts gets an opportunity. So I'd be curious. I think the fact that Oklahoma doesn't play any defense probably helps ease that concern a little bit. But, with all the stakes that are on the line, I don't think Nick Saban's going to be one to wait too long if he has to make a change.
Can I give you my stupid theory? And I think it might be a stupid theory. How about this? How about Jalen Hurts is actually the better quarterback to play against Oklahoma? And here's why.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts, when he has the ball, Alabama tends to have longer drives, more plays, meaning less possessions for Oklahoma. I believe both quarterbacks could move the ball on that Oklahoma defense. But Jalen Hurts, his drives tend to be longer. His time of possession tends to be longer. Tua tends to be quick score, which actually puts more pressure on the Alabama defense, keeping them on the field longer. Just a theory. Is it dumb? I mean, you want the better quarterback, I guess.
Yeah, I don't think that's a dumb theory at all. I mean, especially if Tua is not 100% and you need to change things up a little bit, I don't think there's much reason to hesitate going to Jalen Hurts just for that reason, because you can control the clock and you can make it more difficult, put more pressure on Kyler Murray and that Oklahoma offense to make sure that they have to score the fewer times that they're probably going to be out there if that ends up being the case. So, yeah, I think that's definitely a strategy that Nick Saban would take into consideration.
Where will Oklahoma have more success against that Alabama defense, through the air or on the ground?
I think it'll be through the air.
So do I.
I'm 100% confident in that. I just feel like that's what makes Oklahoma tick. So I don't think they're going to try to back away from the style play that has gotten them there. So that doesn't mean that they're going to have 100% success rate or anything like that. But I do think that, that's going to be what wins the game for Oklahoma if they end up winning it.
If next Saturday night Oklahoma was to shock the world and beat Alabama, how did they do it? What would be the headline? What would be the story and the scenario in which that happened?
Well, first of all, it has to start with a perfect game from Kyler Murray. Maybe not necessarily a perfect game, but the kind of game that Deshaun Watson had against Alabama those two times that they played in the championship game. It would be that kind of an effort because he's going to be the story. He's certainly the reason why Oklahoma's offense does so much. So I feel like it's kind of a cheap answer to say that Kyler Murray's the reason that they would pull this upset. But he is the reason that they would pull this upset because you're not going to count on the defense to make the stops that they need. Although, to their credit, at times they have made some key stops when they've needed them this season. I just don't know if that's the one reason why they would beat Alabama. So you got to look for Kyler Murray to just go out there and have the game of a lifetime. And he's had some games of a lifetime. So I'd be very curious to see exactly what his number is going to look like. But he has to have the big game because if he doesn't, I don't see there's too many reasons why Oklahoma can win this game.
By the way, one time on ESPN radio back in the day, I challenged Jason Stark to write a column for me that I wanted to hear his thoughts on something, and he wrote it. So if this week you're a little pulling for something to write as we head towards it, I'd love to see you write the story as if Oklahoma pulled the upset and as if there was another upset where Notre Dame upset Clemson, and tell me how that would happen. So let's go to that game. If Notre Dame beats Clemson, how did they do it?
I think Notre Dame has a better chance of beating Clemson than Oklahoma.
I would agree.
Alabama, I think.
I would agree.
I don't think it would be as much of a shock, but Notre Dame is going to have to play a really clean game on defense, and they have to make Trevor Lawrence make some mistakes. Every time you got a young quarterback on this kind of a stage, you kind of wonder if there will be some moments where he wishes he had back. So I think Notre Dame has to make him have those moments, and they have to capitalize on those mistakes because doing so against a Clemson defense, as good as this is not going to be easy. So they cannot let any opportunities go by without being taken advantage of. So I look to see if Notre Dame can force the pressure and force Trevor Lawrence to make a mistake. And you got to have Ian Book in that offense find a way to get some points on the board out of it.
If Clemson and Oklahoma are manhandled, as the point spreads sort of indicate that the experts expect them to be, do you think it changes discussion about who makes it to the Final Four next year and beyond? Because I will continue to insist they did not pick what they're chartered to do. They did not give us the four best teams.
Well, I guess you're thinking that Georgia probably should have been one.
Absolutely.
Of the teams, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think Oklahoma will show that next Saturday. I don't believe that they will be able to go toe-to-toe with Alabama till the last minute of the game, ever, do I believe?
Yeah, I think what happens here is, we've always had the discussion about who should be that fourth team usually, right? And I think there was a good case to be made for Georgia this year. And, I'm okay if Oklahoma was in it or if Georgia was in it. I would have been fine with that. But I do think we're already having those discussions now. But I think what we need from the selection committee is more clarification on what exactly they're looking for, if anything, because this
and the charter is best. They're supposed to find the four best. And then what annoyed me is afterwards, they were talking about finding the four most deserving. It's not deserving. It's best. It's not deserving.
Yeah. And I think one of the problems is everybody has a different definition of what exactly best is. I mean, it's not really outlined. They have some of the ingredients that they look for to qualify as those best teams, but they don't exactly define it very well.
Correct.
So this thing changes every year. We get the different parameters. Every season does play out differently. So, there's always going to be something different anyway. But it would be nice to have a little bit more structure to what exactly they're looking for so that people know exactly what they should be aiming for during the regular season.
Kevin, being up in the Philly area, I just have to get one question in. How much is Nick Foles' mania wearing you out? I mean, is everybody's believing it's going to happen again?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy here. You know that.
Exactly.
You know, I still don't think we're going to see the magical run we saw last year, but hey, we get another week of meaningful football.
Correct.
So that's kind of fun. Yeah. And that's always preferred over non-meaningful football. So I will take it as long as Nick Foles wants to give it to us.
There you go. Kevin, great job. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And we'll look forward to talking to you during the new year. Thank you, buddy.
Sounds good, John. Thanks for having me.
College Football Talks, Kevin McGuire joining us here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.